Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Acast. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. My weekly cleaning advice column, Ask a Clean Person, appears on Esquire.com, and you should send your questions about cleaning or anything else, really, to JolieKerr@gmail.com. With me, as always, is my partner in crime, Dave Lozo. Hey, Dave!
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Excited?
Yes.
Because you know who's still with us?
Who?
Maureen O'Connor.
I've heard of her.
Hello.
So this is part two of our very, very sexy podcast episode with New York Magazine's sex columnist and host of the podcast Sex Lives, Maureen O'Connor. We're thrilled to have her.
Hello, thanks for having
last
me.
Last week's episode was a real doozy.
I haven't seen her in a week. How you been? How have things been the last 7 days?
Everything has changed.
Oh my God. I can't believe that thing happened in the world.
You guys, we record these all at once.
Spoiler.
It's a joke. No, the people know that we do two at once. So anyway, so we knew that we were going to have so much to talk about that we figured we would do two episodes with Maureen. And it's a good thing since last week's episode ran long for us because we were busy babbling about fetishes.
We just couldn't finish. We just couldn't, you know, for whatever reason. Nerves, alcohol.
And we have some more sex questions. We've got Maureen, so I'm sure she'll come up with some other things. But before we get into it, we want to remind you that we offer bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards to our premium subscribers. If you'd like to help underwrite our show by becoming an Ask a Clean Person, the podcast patron, go to patreon.com/askacleanperson to check out all the packages we're offering and select the level of giving that's right for you. Your support helps us so much, and we'd love to hear from you if there are rewards you'd like us to consider making available. I actually also realized when I was reading off the intro, you guys, the intro is scripted, and I have been doing this now. This is the 57th episode. I still have to read the thing every week. Like, you'd think I would have memorized it by now.
It's so much different than my other podcasts where we just totally wing everything. The intro, the outro. Go to iTunes this time. I don't know. Whatever.
I am a very disciplined and literal person in many ways. It's like, this is just one of them.
Discipline,
like,
is your discipline.
It is. I like structure. It makes me feel safe.
Like the store? the place in the mall? Or?
Oh, God.
Is anybody here old enough to know what structure
is? Yes, I know
what
structure is. Sure. I'm older than you, Dave.
Anymore?
Oh, I don't think
I can't
so.
Remember.
Yeah, it shut down.
Yeah,
I
think I bought like a shirt there in high school or something. Like 12 of them.
It shut down a couple years ago, and I remember saying to someone who had a structure shirt, I was like, you should hold on to that. It's probably going to be worth a lot one day.
I don't think it is.
Yeah. It was a joke.
Go on eBay.
It was a joke. Anyway, hey, listen, let me tell you this thing that I thought of. I thought of it when I ran through the line about you could send your cleaning questions or questions about anything else, really, to JolieKerr@gmail.com. I actually do want you to send your questions about something else. And here's what it is. I'm sorry, ladies, but this is not for you. It's only for the men. Men folk, I have been talking to my editor at Esquire about doing a little bit more than just being a cleaning columnist for Esquire. And one of the pitches that he and I are kind of into is doing like a beauty column for dudes. Yeah, exactly. So like we came up with it because there was a question in a recent column about like all kind of like winter cleaning woes. And the person also asked, it was a person who had moved from Florida to like somewhere, and I just can't recall where, somewhere in the Midwest. It was very cold, and was like, also, I know you're a person who's good at winter, and I'm not. So as a person who's good at winter, what do I do about my chapped lips? And I was like, oh, I love this. This is actually a really great question. And so I wrote that part up, but the column was really, really long. And so my editor was like, you know what, let's chunk out that entire question and section and just make it its own standalone thing. So we're going to do that, which when I went to chunk it out and like just massage it a little bit so that it could stand on its own, I was like, oh, yeah, that section was 700 words. Both Maureen and Dave completely get this because they're writers, but like to give like the non-writers out there a sense of how ridiculously long that is. Most columns, I'm terrible at this because I'm a long writer. Most columns should be like 700 words. This was just a section of a column.
So now you're going to have
I go long form.
Now you're going to have like ask a clean skinned person?
Yes, exactly. that's exactly the idea, is like, ask someone who knows about skincare or whatever. Like, I don't know how we're going to position it. But anyway, so the chapped lips thing is going to run. I solicited questions on Twitter and I got some really good ones, including, Dave, a question about how to care for your bald head. Which I was like, Dave could find that helpful. And maybe I'll ask him if he's got any tips.
Yeah, like, do you have to, like, moisturize your head?
I mean,
yeah, if it gets dry.
In the summer, like, if I'm outside.
Sunscreen.
Yeah.
Sunscreen. And in the winter, moisturize. It can get chapped.
Yeah, like, it's right. Like, when you're bald, it's not like about, it's like a 45 degree day to somebody who has hair is a great day. Like, for me, it's like, it's fucking cold outside. I need something on my goddamn head. There's like a 2 month window where like it's not super hot and it's not super cold, and I just walk around like a normal person. But I'm wearing like a toque when it's like 48 degrees outside. Everyone's like, "Are you okay?" No, I'm not okay. I have no covering on top of my head. It's cold. I need something up there. But in terms of like lotioning up or anything, like I'm not like the guy from Annie. What's the guy's name from Annie?
Daddy Warbucks.
Yeah, I'm not like. I'm not like moisturizing.
You're not going to Sephora for $98 bald head cream.
Should I do that? Is that like a thing that bald guys do to pamper themselves?
Yeah,
I'll look into that.
There is bald head cream. I mean, so I started researching it. Anyway, we're wildly getting wildly off topic. But I want to solicit questions from our male listeners or ladies. If you do want to play this game,
there could be some bald ladies out there.
Well, but here's the thing. Ladies have plenty of places to get beauty advice. And they have, frankly, better people than me to offer it. I'm good for the dudes because I'm actually, like, not an expert, which means, like, I'm going to talk to you in language you understand about, like, eye cream. One guy asked me about eye cream. He's like, literally, what is it and do I need it? Like,
I'm picturing you talking all bro-y to him. Sup, bro?
Yeah. I'm good. I mean, probably,
got
yeah.
Some problems
because the thing is, I mean, you know, for, like, as like ridiculously girly as I am, like there's a real bro-y side to me. Mm-hmm. So anyway, want to throw it out, but I did get some questions from women being like, my boyfriend does XYZ or he's struggling with XYZ. So if you've got those kinds of things, toss them my way. And I hope that's going to take off. I'm really excited to do this. So I don't know when we're going to like kind of roll out more than just the lip balm thing. We just hired a new site lead, Osco, so like we have to let him get settled in and like approve this. But anyway, I'm excited about it. So any beauty questions? Like if you're a guy and you've gotten into wearing nail polish, I'm really good at nail polish.
I don't think nail polish is on men right now.
Oh yes, it is.
A little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I see black.
A lot of
black.
It's usually dark. Yeah. The dark colors like black.
Well,
maybe
it
blue,
is
dark
like
green.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a.
But nail care doesn't have to include polish.
No, it doesn't. But you can ask me
so
about
men
any.
Men can take care of their nails that way too.
Yeah, you can ask me any nail All questions, right. Skin questions. If you like, I don't know if you want to play around with guyliner, I'll help you with that. Sure. I just learned to put on eyeliner like 3 years ago. I can teach you. I just learned. Anyway, did I do the whole spiel about Patreon?
I'm gonna say no. I don't think you did.
Okay.
I don't think you did.
I don't think I did. All right, so let me do the spiel about Patreon.
Do the spiel.
Before we get into it, Right. That's why the spiel is the same every single week, because I'm reading it from a script.
Now transition to it and then read it like it's the most wooden thing ever, like you're Hayden Christensen in a Star Wars movie.
We want to remind you that we offer bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards. And all sorts of other cool rewards for our premium subscribers. If you would like to help underwrite our show by becoming an Ask a Clean Person, the podcast patron, go to patreon.com/askacleanperson to check out all the packages we're offering and to select the level of giving that's right for you. Your support helps us so much, and we'd love to hear from you if there are rewards you'd like us to consider making available. Like,
there you go.
Like bald head cream.
Bald head cream.
Send some samples of bald head cream.
Yeah. Ask a bald man.
Yeah.
What is the difference between bald head cream and just like regular old cream?
I don't think there is any, actually. Yeah, right. Which is what I would basically say is like. Just,
sorry, I didn't mean to ruin the first episode of the bald of the bald
device. No, that's okay. That's okay.
Ask a bald person.
Different audiences, right? Mm-hmm. Speaking of bald people, mm-hmm. So let's place us in time. It's February 2nd, which means that the Super Bowl is this weekend, and I do try to really like adhere to the old Tommy Craggs rule that we had at Deadspin, which was like, don't share any commercials before the Super Bowl because you're just giving free advertising. Craggs is a communist, so that's why he had this like draconian rule. So I still actually kind of try to adhere to like not sharing Super Bowl ads. And
what do you mean?
But I.
Oh, like those ones they release in advance.
Yeah, they release
like YouTube videos.
Yeah, exactly.
Who the fuck shares a commercial?
It's like a
give me a break.
Snickers is doing that with Girls. What's his name?
A lot of outlets do it because it's cheap and easy clicks. So,
but it's so like, why would you ever want to read about a commercial?
No, you're not reading about it. You're posting the YouTube video.
Or like, why would you ever want to click it and watch it? That's the thing you watch because you endure it so you can get to the thing you want to watch.
Oh, no. People love Super Bowl commercials.
I just think that's bullshit.
It's weird.
I think it's bullshit. I will never, ever support somebody who enjoys watching commercials.
I like Super Bowl commercials because the production values are crazy and like some of them are so bad. I actually do really like the commercials.
I like making fun. I watch them make fun of them. Like there was one last year where like an old guy was sitting in a couch alone and he might have had like Alzheimer's or something.
Oh, God.
And he was daydreaming about being an astronaut, and then like his young son let him drive a car at night. It was like a car. It was like a
Nissan.
Wasn't
last year the year
something?
That they had all like the really grim like death ads?
Oh yeah,
or was it 2 years ago?
No, yeah,
the kid who dies and like comes back as a goat. It was bad.
Like a kid dies, and it was like an insurance commercial. If your kid dies, he's not coming back, but the insurance money might. It was like
a
weird
premise. It
was awful.
It was really, really, really bad.
Nationwide's here for your dead kid.
Yeah. So here's the thing. I do want to say by the time this airs. You guys, I mean, this will be out of the news cycle, but I do want to say that I have indeed seen the Mr. Clean ad, and I thoroughly object. And I want to, I'm issuing a call to arms, you guys.
I gotta Google this.
Buy generic magic erasers. Don't buy Mr. Clean magic erasers.
Why?
They're the same thing. You can save money. And that Mr. Clean ad offended me on so many lists. So retrograde and so sexist.
What did
and
he do?
So disgusting. And I'll explain in a second. And I just completely, completely object to it as someone who has devoted myself and my work to ending the gender gap in cleaning. I just completely object to this ad. So it's this CGI Mr. Clean who is wearing like such a tight outfit that it's like obscene.
You see his package?
His CGI dick is showing.
Yeah, is that what you're saying?
It's his CGI ass. Like,
He's doing squats at the gym.
Like he has like a great waxer, and I know that because his pants are that tight. If you know what I'm saying. So anyway, so it's like a CGI Mr. Clean, and he's like dancing around. There's like a housewife in the house, and Mr. Clean like comes to life and is like dancing sexy around, and she's getting all like sexed up and blah blah blah, and then it cuts to her real life husband who's doing the like mopping, and she's been
does he watch him fuck Mr. Clean? Is
no,
that
she's
is this
been
how this
see-
ends?
She's been seeing no, she's been seeing Mr. Clean, her Mr. husband Clean. As Mr. Clean.
So she's been seeing her husband as
so it's like role play.
Sex
it's,
icon Mr. Clean. He's not a sex icon.
Yeah, exactly.
No one finds Mr. Clean hot.
And then the tagline, well that's what the thing is that they redrew the character to make him very sexy, and which is just weird and like so. I'm clearly I am no prude, and it did make me just feel weird.
What's the sex like? Is it like graphic? Do they show penetration? Or is it just,
there's no
is it
actual,
just tender?
There's no.
So it's just sexiness.
There's no sex.
Just sexiness.
Sex.
No
just
sex.
Sexiness.
God, man up and wait, show the lady's husband being pegged by Mr. Clean at
yes,
least.
Yeah, that, I,
if you're
that
gonna,
I would be like, go and buy all the magic erasers, people.
Like,
that
if you're
I
gonna,
can get behind.
If you're going to do it,
right.
At least do it.
Exactly. So wait, let me tell you what the tagline is, though, because the tagline is the part that
oh,
really
I
got
was,
me.
I was going to guess what it was.
Oh, you want to guess? Go ahead and guess.
Come clean.
No. Again, I would be in support of come clean.
What is it?
I would love that. It's like
clean and jerk. okay.
No, sorry. it was basically like every woman loves a man who cleans, which just I mean.
Well, it is encouraging men to clean at least.
Yeah,
no, Maureen, it's like all wrong.
It's a thing where
it's all wrong.
It's like
it's
that
like,
obnoxious thing when
here's
they're
the
like
thing.
Porn
men
for
don't
women.
Need a cookie.
No,
because they mopped the floor. Okay, women don't get a cookie for mopping the floor, and so
yeah.
Men shouldn't either. That is that is what we talk about when we talk about equality, people. I don't need
cookie.
To make this a whole pussy hat rant. I just like saying pussy hat.
Yeah,
but,
yeah. Define cookie. Literal cookie. Metaphorical.
I know.
What are we
anyway,
doing?
So there you go. There's my rant on Mr. Clean. Let's get into.
It's like that hell thing of whenever it's like porn for women, and it's like a man with a vacuum, and I'm like, I don't know about you, but like in my porn, people fuck each other. Like my porn involves genitals.
Yeah.
Thanks. So yeah,
it's like that
yeah.
30 Rock episode. You ever
my,
see that?
My
when,
porn
when Liz
doesn't
Lemon
involve men.
Porn for women.
Gross.
It's just, it's just like a
I did
just,
not know that, but I don't yeah. support it whatsoever.
No,
I think
it's,
that's bullshit.
It's funny.
Oh, really?
I mean, it's not
really?
Funny. It's terrible and awful, and I don't find it funny at all.
Thanks.
I never liked it. I never liked
it's
it.
It's okay. I
it.
Haven't seen it. I shouldn't shit on it. But
no.
Is Liz Lemon fantasizing about not sex?
Yes. It's a guy on the TV with no shirt on just saying, tell me about your day. And you pay $19.99 for it.
That's what I have to say about that.
You had to be there.
Yeah. Real women watch real porn. There you go. There's my official statement on the matter.
Okay, so the rest of this episode, we're just going to watch porn together. And
sure. That would be weird. Oh, here's a question. Sorry. Once again, this show is going to be not very much about cleaning. I find it weird to the idea of watching porn like with your friends. Is I also kind of feel the same way.
Do you know people who do that?
Yeah, what's going on there?
Don't like teenage boys like find a porno and they're like, oh, let's
well,
all watch the porno.
Yeah,
again.
When you're like
that's
14
I mean.
And the first time you see, you're like, you guys got to check this out.
Just because that's like the
yeah.
moment of like, have you ever seen this?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm afraid to look by myself.
And the next 9,000 times you're completely alone and you're making sure nobody
okay.
else is
I didn't,
on.
I didn't know like how, okay. So
I don't think
yeah.
they're like having jerk okay. off parties together. I mean, maybe some kids are.
Okay.
That's a whole other.
But related to that. This is probably much more a question for Dave, but maybe it's a question for you too, uh-huh. Maureen. Is it weird? Like, okay, so like the male trip to the strip club is like a staple, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I get that, but isn't it a weird thing to be hanging out with your friends at a strip club and like you've all got boners?
Well, if you have a boner, you only do that when you're getting a lap dance.
Yeah.
And during the lap
okay.
dance,
you
kind of cordoned off a little bit, or
okay.
you know, you're not like...
Like, there's a back room where there might be a bunch
clearly
of boners.
Clearly, I have never
you're
been...
not going to be, like, holding
clearly,
hands
I've never
with
been
your
to a
bestie
strip club.
While getting your... I mean, or if you're holding hands while getting your lap dance, then you're doing some whole other form of triangulation
oh, okay.
and...
Okay. All right, okay, that makes
group
sense.
Lap
thank you.
Dancing.
Like, boners in the back room, no boners in the front room is how I think is the
okay,
standard.
All right, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dave.
Yeah.
I'm glad I've always wondered about it. I've never been to a strip club, which is crazy because I first of all,
let's
I would
go to
like
a strip club.
I want to go with you, obviously.
Yeah,
so
and then you can
go.
Give them cleaning advice. Actually,
yeah.
they probably don't need clean advice.
No, they don't need.
Yeah,
any,
they
very
don't.
Very
they're
very
clean.
Clean. They don't need help from them. They're very very.
How
clean.
Do I get glitter off of my junk?
Yeah, actually that's probably the biggest.
Ooh.
Like the biggest problem for them is probably dealing with all of the like the glitter and like.
Glitter can be.
Yeah, glitter is a real bear to get. I'm happy to talk to them about it. I mean, yeah. listen, I could chat with anyone. I mean, you know me. But yeah, it's a crazy thing that I've always wanted to go to a strip club. I've never been to one.
You can walk into those any day of the week,
Jolie. I could. Obviously, I could go
have
on my
lunch
own. But yeah, go a little
get
legs.
Get the buffet and.
Little, go for breakfast, little yeah. legs and eggs.
Grab some friends and go to Pumps because it feels just kind of like a regular old bar where you can drink some beers And there are, you know, chicks on poles too.
Yeah, I mean, this is what I want. I would like just love to that. Go to a strip club. I know, I just never done it. I just haven't. It's just one of those things. I got to cross it off my bucket list.
Indeed.
So I'll drag you. You'll be my friend that I'll drag and I'll go. Yeah, of course I would love a strip club. I'm a boob guy. Of course I'd love a strip club. Love boobs.
They show everything too. It's the whole thing. It's not just
good.
Boobs.
So
I just love beer, and thus I'm willing to go to wherever someone's like cheap drinks, because right. You know they're making their money not through the drinks,
right?
And so I'm like,
right, I forgot about that.
I'll come in down and drink.
Yeah.
Just sit at the bar and drink Bud Lights. And you
when
can,
you,
do you think.
When you pop the boner, just do it in the back room, because I don't want to be part of that.
All right, so listeners, if any of you want to come to the club with me and Maureen, you know, shoot me an email. We'll make a field trip. It'll be like a little asking a clean person in the podcast meetup at the strip club. Maybe that should be one of the bonus rewards that we offer Dave, a chance to go to the club with Jolie.
I don't want to have a beer with anybody who listens. Never mind go to a strip club and look at their boners for 2 hours.
Yeah, that feels like the wrong way to be parceling out rewards for those who give you money.
I don't know. All right, let's do this question. Oh,
that's me.
Yeah,
right.
Wait, and Dave, did you see that the note that I plugged in the little editorial note?
Yes, okay. Yes. So Sherman writes, I have a question for Ask a Clean Person. If you use this, please don't use my real name. Oh, sorry, Sherman. Oh, my God. It's not his real name. That's
you can read the note.
That's the joke.
I meant for you to read the note out loud.
Oh, I thought you wanted me to just move on.
No,
like I think it has like stage direction. Like,
No. I just put it in print so you can say this is a Jolie note.
Sherman is a fake name. If you ask me not to use your real name and your real name is something super common, I'm going to saddle you with a ridiculous fake name. Fair warning. So FYI, if your real name is Sherman,
I think it's ridiculous.
Jolie hates your name.
No, the guy who wrote the question, his real name, that is so incredibly common, like as common as Joe. It's like, just, it's not.
Well, clearly it isn't Joe.
It's not
so
Joe.
It's
We've
John.
Narrowed it down. Now we're getting closer.
It started. No.
Is it Dave? Bob? Kevin? Bill? It's Bill.
Stop it. Let me finish. It started with an S, so I just like pulled up
Sam.
A list of baby names with that start with S, and men's names that start with S. And I was like, I'm just gonna like throw a dart and pick the most ridiculous one.
It's Sam or Steve. Mm.
It's actually not either of those.
Sean? That's not common enough.
Sean. Yeah, that's where I would go to.
Okay.
Slappy?
So anyway,
Samsonite?
So here's the rule. If you've been reading my column, you know that there are never any names used. So please don't order me not to use names when I don't use names. I know this is a thing that oddly...
We use names, don't we?
It oddly annoys me. On this show, on the podcast, we use first names.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But if your first name is Joe and you write to me and you say, please don't use my name. Your name is Joe. Like, we don't use last names on this show. We only use the last names of our patrons to thank them. And they can... Some of them don't give their last names, and obviously I don't read them.
But it could be like, say, all your friends know that you love Ask a Clean Person.
Right.
Your name is Joe, and you're afraid that your friends will be like, "Uh-oh, that's Joe."
And he has like a really specific
gotta be that
problem
Joe.
that like say like he was like, I was having a sex party.
I don't have patience for that. I don't
all
know
right.
why. I know it's unfair. Listen, I have an abundant amount of patience, so I think that if this one thing kind of makes me annoyed, you guys can all forgive me. You can just be like, well, she's allowed that one thing.
And also, she hates the name Sherman. So, R.I.P. Sherman Hemsley. I thought you were cool.
No, I wanted to saddle him with an old man name. Wait until you see the next one, because the next question is the same thing, and I went for it. All right.
Okay.
On to Sherman's question.
My wife and I had sex at home in our dining room, utilizing some silicone-based personal lubricant. This happened a few months back. We never used this room for anything, and we're drunk, and it happened. Anyways. We had some company over for dinner, and I almost had a heart attack when I looked over at the wall and saw what was unmistakably a silhouette of my wife's ass cheeks and my arm hand imprinted perfectly on the wall of the room. How can I get rid of this? As mentioned, it was a silicone-based lubricant. so I'm not sure what I should use.
I have a theory that it is not the lube that left the stain.
Yeah, I don't think it's the lube.
I think that's got to be the sweat.
Yeah, or just
the,
body oil.
Just body oil, yeah.
Dead
just
skin,
like,
sebum,
because, like,
sweat.
Well, like, if her ass cheeks are against the wall.
Right.
It could be, like, residual from a different position before they switched
to
that.
But have it all across the ass cheeks to the point that you have a perfect imprint of the ass cheeks and his forearm and his hand. That's a lot of lube. Like, I don't know if you get
yeah.
head to toe.
I mean, why would there be lube on your forearm? Like,
well, just, like, accidental moving around and you just touch
no,
a little bit of
that's
it.
That's not the way that lube works. I mean, lube can get
they were drunk.
In a lot of places, but...
Well, to return to our fetish conversation, if they were into sploshing, that could be the case.
Well, what's sploshing?
Because sploshing is enjoying finding weird viscous substances and just getting in and wiggling around, getting all covered with your, like, jello bath. So if they were in a lube bath, that could be the case.
Maybe. I don't think they were
but
in a lube bath, though.
I would imagine
in their dining room?
I would imagine that actually the silicone-based lubricant, although that's his guess, I think that it might just be body stuff.
I think so, too. I agree with that. So we, before we recorded this episode, I was asking them, I was like, do you guys think that this question is fake? So I, for the most part, I have pretty, like, I think good spidey sense about when someone sent a question that's made up. It rarely, rarely happens, mm-hmm. which is lucky for me. I mean, maybe it happens all the time and I'm just an idiot.
I've been sending in questions for the past 2 months. You had no idea.
But for some reason, like, the more I thought about this question, at first this didn't ping my spidey sense, but the more I thought about it, the more I was like, this actually kind of sounds like it's made up. Because,
why?
I don't know, it's just a little bit too, like, perfect.
I believe it because what makes it so believable to me is the detail of, like, we did it in the dining room and we never used the dining room. And everyone knows, you know, like, if
that's
you're,
true.
I mean, in New York, this doesn't happen because our homes aren't big enough. But, like, to have the, like, one room that you only use for, like, special purposes and then be like, oh, shit, there's
right.
a cobweb in the corner or, oh, no, that's an ass on that wall.
I mean, listen, I want it to be true because it's a great story.
That element is what, to me, I think that's the type of sort of creative spark that if it is fake, that is a well-executed fake.
Okay.
And we shall live with it.
Okay. So if it is fake, good work, Sherman.
Good job, Sherms.
Okay, so let's talk about the wall, and then I want to use the question as a jumping off point just to talk about lube more generally.
All right.
Because who doesn't love lube? You guys can't see it, but I just shimmied.
And now she's covering herself with embarrassment.
Now I'm clutching at my bosom.
See, that's how lube gets everywhere.
That's how lube gets everywhere.
I'm a woman who contains multitudes. Okay, so here are for the lube on the wall, the first thing I think you should try is a generic brand magic eraser. Not
yeah.
the Mr. Clean one.
Fuck Mr. Clean. Mr. Clean never leaves ass cheeks on
yeah.
a wall.
Don't fuck
Please.
Mr. Clean because that would be rewarding him for cleaning.
He's not cleaning up his mess either. You know, he's Mr. Clean until he has sex. And then he's like, I'm a little tired. I'll just get that tomorrow. And then he never gets it.
So here's the thing. I think the magic eraser is going to be your best bet. The rules of magic erasers apply, as always. Test it in an inconspicuous area to make sure that it doesn't cause damage to the wall. If it doesn't, good to go. I definitely think that's going to take it right off and you're going to be good to go. If for whatever reason it's not safe for the surface or it's not working, or I mean, listen, if your wife has like a Kardashian sized ass, that's a lot of surface area to clean.
Yeah.
And you might not want to be scrubbing at it with that little magic eraser. That might be annoying. So here are two other things you can try. Simple Green is one of those like miracle products that really does get a lot of things off. It's quite gentle, so I think it's going to be safe for the wall. But I would go ahead and try that. The other thing you can try is ammonia solution. So I particularly love ammonia solution for cleaning kitchen cabinets that kind of get that like sticky film from like cooking grease and other ambient crap in the air. And it's really, really good on that. It's good at cleaning walls. So to use ammonia, you're going to use probably about a quarter of a cup to a gallon of water. You can look at the bottle. It should have dilution instructions. You can buy ammonia at like the grocery store, the hardware store, anywhere. a little bit goes a long way. You do want to make sure you open windows because it's very fumey. And you do want to wear rubber gloves when you're working with it because it's a harsh chemical, and you don't necessarily want it on your hands. I also, out of a sense of responsibility to you, my beloved listeners, have to remind you of the ammonia rule, which is that you should never mix it with bleach or any bleach-containing products. That will create mustard gas, and you could die. So please
we don't want that.
Please heed that warning.
That's bad. That's bad.
Yeah, that's bad. We don't want that to happen. So so there you go. So the ammonia solution, the reason I like it for sort of the big surfaces, like the kitchen cabinets, how I use it, is because it's very easy to, you're going to dip your rag in the solution. You're going to wring it out so it's not dripping. And then you're just going to scrub the wall with it. But it's like, I find it's easier to wash walls with rags. It just like, you can just get more surface area. It's easier than a sponge. So there you go. So I think that that's going to, one of those three things is going to do it. I don't think you're going to have to repaint or anything like that. I don't think that this is a huge deal. I also do agree with Maureen that I don't think it's so much the lube as it is just human. I think it's just human that's staining the wall.
Could you tell from a picture, if he sent you a picture of the cheeks and the forearm situation, could you figure it out from that? Are you like that good?
Probably not from a picture. Probably if I looked at it IRL, I might be able to.
You're such a millennial, IRL.
I'm definitely not a millennial. Dave, I'm older than you.
Yeah,
why
you? You just dropped IRL like we were texting each other.
I thought people used that.
You live young.
Yeah. I thought people used IRL, IRL.
I use IRL, IRL.
You use IRL, IRL?
What if
you do?
I also use RN. I also RN. Use LOL, IRL.
LOL.
I'm LOLing RN.
I don't use RN. Because that sounds like a nurse. I use it in typing a lot.
Out loud, that one sounds
but
weird.
But out loud, I don't like it. Anyway.
Oh, you kids.
I know. We're just crazy. Okay, but I want to talk about general lube information.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we've got a lot to talk about with lube. Lube is great, except that it is very stainy because it is quite drippy.
Why is it so stainy?
Well, when we talk about lube, we have to talk about the difference between water-based lube and silicone.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's kind of all bad news here. Well, so I'm gonna start with the good news first. If you use a water-based lube, like KY is a water-based lube, they are much less stain-y, and they are quite easy to clean up. The one thing that you want to remember about lube stains is that they're often mixed stains. They're combination stains because they're mixed with sexual fluid, which means that you want to treat both.
There's some protein in there.
Yeah, there is. so you want to treat both of those things. For water-based lubes, you can basically use any kind of stain pre-treatment product, but because they're generally going to be mixed with a protein stain, I would recommend that you use an enzymatic stain remover.
Like Zout.
Like Zout, exactly. You want to say your mnemonic again?
Enzymatic Z Zout.
Very good. Thank you, Maureen. I love that.
It's got a Z. It stands for enzymatic. I wonder if it actually does stand for enzymatic. Probably not. Whatever.
I don't know. It might.
It's a question for another day.
Yeah, I'll contact the Zout people. you know, they've never gotten in touch with me after all these years that I've been recommending their product. I wonder if they're just horrified that, like, I've completely associated their brand with gum stains. I've probably moved a lot of product, though. I mean, I do have faith in myself that people are buying this. I wonder if they see, like
another way to remember is
like
sales
surges.
Jizz.
Oh, jizz. That's really good.
It's a whole untapped market.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything that involves a Z gets the Zout.
Okay. So here's the thing. So even though lube stains are water-based lube stains are pretty easy to get out, you should pre-treat them before you launder them. Don't just throw like a set of lube stain sheets in the wash and hope that the best happens. Like do go ahead and pre-treat that. One problem with lube stains of all varieties is that they do function a bit like grease stains in that when you pull a lube stained item out of the washer, it's very hard to tell if the stain has actually come out, which is a thing you should check before you put something into the dryer, because the heat of the dryer will set a stain. But just like with grease stains, a lot of times what happens is that when the garment or the sheet or whatever it is that you've gotten stained with lube comes out of the wash and it's wet, the whole thing has darkened and sometimes obscures a lingering lube stain. So I just have to give you that warning that you may want to air dry things and not risk putting something in the dryer if the stain is still on there, but you can't see it's on there because the garment's wet. So anyway, there you go. There's my warning to you. All right. Now comes the bad news. Like, that wasn't already bad enough news.
Is it the silicone base?
Yeah.
Silicone-based lubes are tricky in general, because those are the ones that you do not use if you're using a condom.
Right.
You do not use those with your sex toys and such, just because it can cause breakage. Like,
you can use it with some sex toys.
Some sex toys, yeah.
Right. But there are some materials that you don't want to use silicone lube with.
So it is a tricky in general.
It is.
If one is not a careful, expertised lube user.
So here's the thing about silicone-based lubes in terms of stain removal. They are just a bitch to get out. I mean, they're such a bitch that in my show notes, my handwritten show notes, I wrote bitch in capital letters. Because I'm showing this to Maureen so she can confirm that I did.
Oh, there, I see it.
In capital letters. So Dave, you can see it too.
Verified.
Absolutely.
See it. Okay.
I confirm it.
Yes, thank you.
Two witnesses.
But the thing is that they do function better than water-based lubes. So that's why people go for them.
They're lubier.
They're lubier. They really are. They just are. I mean, like, it's just a fact of life. So it's a trade-off. And if you are going to use silicone-based lubes, I would suggest getting, like, if you're using them in bed and not the dining room.
That sounded judgy. If you want to use the lube in the dining room, you should be able to use the lube in the dining room.
No,
well, she's
not
about to give us a cloth.
It's not
advice.
It's not judgy. It's just that, like, this advice doesn't apply to people who are using it in the dining room. It applies to people who are using it in the bedroom.
You sound like a lubricant as opposed to a lubricant. All right? Come on. Thank you. I'll be here for the next 20 minutes of the podcast.
I think that might be your finest work yet.
Just thought of it, too.
I really like that.
Didn't plan ahead for that one. Try the veal.
Okay, so here's the thing. If you're going to use them, I would say, like, have an extra sheet or, like, a towel you don't like or a blanket you don't care about or something, and throw that down and just to get your lube on something that you don't care about, because the stains are really, really that tricky to get out. With that said, I do have some tips for getting silicone lubricant out.
How severe a stain can a silicone lubricant cause? I mean, it's clear.
It's a discoloring. It's not a stain like if you spill ketchup on something, but like, it's basically similar to what a cum stain looks like.
I mean, I feel like just get cheap sheets and throw them away.
Yeah. Right, and that's what
anyways,
I mean.
That's the Maureen O'Connor method of cleaning. And I'm like, yeah. I don't know, just have everything be cheap so you don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly my advice.
Yeah,
Dave's advice every week
throw
is just
away.
Throw it away.
Get a new one.
If one does want to clean silicone.
Right. Okay, so here.
Perhaps you know how to do.
I have some products. I have four things you can try. The first is a product called Soil Love. I'm going to spell it for you so you have you can Google it. It's S-O-I-L-O-V-E. So Soil Love.
Like radar love.
I feel like Soil Love is a gross term for a cum stain.
Yeah. I feel like you're getting poop stains out with the soil.
Yeah, it's a
but
bad
love, you know,
like, it's a bad name.
Yeah.
That's
it's a bad
scat
name.
Play name. If we rebranded Zout, we could really rebrand this one.
Yeah.
Anyway, soil love.
Work on it. Work on it while I tell you more about it. Because there actually is something important you have to know about it. Here is the important thing you need to know about it. As regular listeners know, I read a lot of online product reviews. especially on Amazon, which do actually tend to be like when they're not like the banana holder container thing, and they're actually real reviews and they're not just like haha funny reviews. They actually are quite helpful, and I spend a lot of time reading them, because obviously I can't test every product I recommend, so I rely a lot on user feedback. So Soil Love has mixed reviews, and I think I figured out what the problem is, which is of why some people are being like, oh my god, this is the most amazing product ever, it removed like centuries old silicone lube stains from a set of sheets that have been through the dryer 100 times, like, mm-hmm. and I can't believe it came out. And then someone else is like, this absolutely did not work at all. It appears that there are bum bottles of Soil Love out
oh,
there.
No.
And that I think the correlation is that people who got the bum bottle found that it didn't work, and people who got the good bottle were singing its praises. And so here's how you're going to know if you got a bum bottle or not. It should have a distinctly strong chemically odor. If it does not have a strong odor, you probably got a bum bottle, and it's probably not going to work. So there you go. So but that's the number one thing I'm going to recommend based on all of the research I've done. And I also want to say that these are updated instructions. My old instructions were to use carburetor treatment. Yes, I once found myself in a very weird corner of the internet, even for me.
Carburetor, like as in like
yeah, the
Jiffy
car stuff.
Lube.
Yeah.
All the lubes can be removed with whatever cleans carburetors.
Yeah.
So you want to take your bed to your mechanic?
That's such a mechanical view of sex, but I guess like it's all lube.
It makes sense, right?
Yeah. It's all lube to me.
Moving yeah. in and out. All right.
So anyway, so yeah, I found myself in this like super, super, super weird corner of the internet, even for me. And that carburetor treatment was one of the things I recommended. But I actually, I mention it because it's like out there in the world, but I actually sort of want to say like the Soil Love is better because carburetor treatment isn't necessarily something you'd want to put in your washer or dryer because it could be flammable.
Oh god.
That would be a hell of a story.
It certainly would be. I haven't had anyone blow up their washer or dryer just yet, but I'll
get Soil Love instead.
So I want to, you know, again, say, as our listeners now know, I'm afraid of everything. Safety first, please. Okay, so then a few other things you could try. Toy cleaner. So sex, I don't mean like Lego cleaner. I mean sex toy cleaner.
Sex toy cleaner.
Yeah, sex toy cleaner. So sex toy cleaners are, if you have to look and make sure you get the right formula, but oftentimes they're formulated to clean silicone and water-based lubes off of toys. So if it works to remove it from toys, it'll work to also remove it from fabrics. You could also try a degreaser like Zep Citrus Degreaser or D-Solvit, which is D-E/S-O-L-V/I-T. Dissolve it. D-Solve it.
If you got a problem, yo, D-Solve it. Check out, you know, my that, stain. While
you know
my,
that that's my life, my life's motto, right?
What's that?
If there was a problem, you all solve it. That is like, that's my personal ethos. Yes, I am inspired by Vanilla Ice.
So am I. You kidding me?
And anyway. Solvent-based cleaners.
Yeah. I've written about that before, actually. I wrote about it on Deadspin. Okay, the last one is if the sheets are white, this is specific to white sheets. If you've got lube stains on white sheets, you can always try the Cascade method, which is the long soak in a scoop of Cascade dishwasher powder, which is a very excellent sort of soaking agent for whites. You only want to use it on whites because it does have a little bit of a bleaching effect in it, so you could have color loss, but it's very excellent. So you could also for sure try that. Okay. On that note, this is a good time to take a quick break. Dave, Maureen, and I will be right back with more of your super sexy messes. This is Ask a Clean Person podcast.
Thank you. In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Jolie Kerr. Dave and I are joined by New York Magazine's Maureen O'Connor, and we're talking sex messes.
Yay.
We sure are talking sex messes.
We are.
Sex messes.
Smesses? No, it doesn't work. I should leave the clever wordplay to Dave.
Tex-Mex sex messes.
Oh, I don't want to think about a Tex-Mex sex mess.
Tex-Mex sex mess.
That sounds like scat.
Oh, why'd you have to say that again?
Because I had to. You're just mad that I didn't leave it on the table for you to pick up. That's why you're pouting.
Is that what you say about scat too?
Yeah,
scat in the dining room.
That's what I thought you were talking about. Actually, I was like, wait.
Ew.
I don't like pudding that much.
Oh, Dave.
You brought it up, not me. You opened the door.
I mean, you brought it up. You brought up scat as I walked into the office today.
I brought it up in the context of bebopping and scatting, like, you know, like not.
I can't. Not I can't
rubbing
even
pudding
believe
all over
that
each other.
Habit. It's so perfect that you didn't know what it was. I just love it. I just love it. Love it. Love it. You know what else I love?
What do you love?
I love this next question
from Bertha. Hey, Jolie. Any idea how to fix sex stains on a white mattress? For some backstory, we cheaped out and did not get the mattress cover offered when we bought it. It was a very nice mattress and only 3 years old. The material is white. We use permanent birth control and, gross, sorry, leaking occurs, and over time, a yellowed stain has appeared right around the middle of the mattress where I sleep. I notice it weekly when I change the sheets and have tried a few half-hearted efforts at removing the stains, but I don't want to ruin the mattress or sleep on top of nasty cleaning product fumes, so I'd quickly cover it up with fresh sheets and promptly forgot about it until the next week. We're moving soon. And we want to upgrade to a king-size bed and potentially pass this mattress on to our child. With a mattress cover, no worries. But I would like to remove the stains or at least fade them so that she doesn't ever take the mattress cover off and clearly see gross fluid stains from her parents. That's thoughtful. Someone else had to have this problem, but Google hasn't helped me so far. Is there a way to clean it? Or does everyone just pretend these stains don't exist? My parents had a waterbed until their divorce. Oh, man. I'm picturing like everyone in her family fucking right now. That's probably not what she wanted when she sent this in. Thanks.
Wait, you got to read the last part, Dave.
I figured the Bertha thing made it clear you made that her name. I don't want to. You don't post names, do you? Please don't post my name. Fine, but now you're Bertha.
I don't know. It just annoys me. I don't know why. Weird thing. We're all allowed to be annoyed by some weird things, right? All right, Bertha.
Let's talk about three generations of fucking on this mattress.
I loved the, like, the thing about my parents had a waterbed until their divorce was almost a non sequitur. Like, it kind of doesn't, she didn't really give, like, a ton of.
She was bragging about how cool her parents were, pretty much.
I mean, that is pretty cool.
My parents were banging that on a waterbed.
I'm reading because I don't understand what the leaking is. Do you?
It's vaginal fluids. It's sexual fluids.
Why would permanent birth control do that?
I didn't really understand the correlation. I suspect what she was getting at was that they're not using condoms, so that's why it's leaky.
Oh, okay.
That's how I understood it. I mean, I think that detail was unnecessary to conveying what was going on, which is basically that she's got a big old honking protein stain in the middle of a mattress.
Well, no matter what it is going to be a protein stain. I was literally just Googling to be like, is there like some kind of, you know, because certain permanent birth controls are surgical or, you know, such.
Yeah.
But I was like, what?
So, well, the other thing is some of them I think do,
and
like,
they're like vasectomies for men and
create more vaginal discharge issues.
Ah.
Which,
right.
vaginal discharge is a thing we definitely got to talk about one of these days.
But I mean,
do you want to come on that?
Regardless,
do you want to come on that? Do you want to come back for that
episode 69? Maybe we'll do that.
Yeah, we do have special. We are going to do a sexy episode.
But the
for
magic
69. We
with any back. Kind of like mystery, when you're like, what's leaking from my body? No matter what, it's always a protein
That's
stain,
right?
Because
right,
if it comes out of your body, it's a protein, so it doesn't even so matter.
Good. She's so good.
If it was pee it. Or if it was discharge or right. if it was from him. Doesn't
right.
even matter.
No matter what it is, you're going to treat it in the same way. So, right, Maureen is exactly right. You don't. It doesn't matter if it's female sexual fluid, male sexual fluid. If you peed the bed, if it's a big honking sweat stain, doesn't matter. You're going to clean it all the same way. So, this is super simple, right? And it's basically the same instructions that I gave in the last episode for the guy with the sex stains on the couch. Because basically, cleaning a couch and cleaning a mattress are the same thing. Unless you have a couch with removable slip covers, you've got the same issue, which is that you've got this like big upholstered thing that you can't just put in the washing machine. You also can't soak it, because then how do you dry it, you know? So they're challenging. So the advice for this woman, Bertha, is to use Zout in concert with an extraction machine like the Little Green Machine or the Spot Bot or the Rug Doctor portable upholstery cleaner, any one of those. That's the thing that's going to actually allow you to really, really get that stain out. It's going to clean the whole mattress. If you don't want to buy the machine, which frankly, if you have a young child, you probably should, because the kid is going to wet the bed. The kid is going to throw up on the bed in the middle of the night. And like, the extraction cleaner is really the best way to clean a mattress of those kinds of things. It's just going to happen. That's the nature of children. So I think you should go and make the investment, the $80 investment in one of these machines. I think you should use it in concert with Zout, which is our enzymatic cleaner that we love so very much.
Zout.
Yeah. And I think that's going to do it. If you don't want to buy the machine, you can just use the Zout on its own. You know, spray an application. Don't saturate the mattress. Go over it with a damp sponge or rag. Repeat. Let the mattress dry out fully before you remake it. But I think the $80 Little Green Machine, Spot Bot, et cetera, investment is worth it. And I think you're going to be glad for it, Bertha. And I think that you are going to be able to hand that mattress off, and your daughter is never going to have to think about her parents having sex. And I think that's a great, great kindness that you can offer her. That's my
jizz out.
Jizz out.
That should be what guys exclaim when they have orgasms. Jizz out.
Oh no.
Yeah.
No.
That could be the hip new thing.
That should be your sign off at every episode. I totally care. Jizz out.
I like it.
Oh God. How did I get into this line of work? How did I get here? This is the best job. Just love it. Jolly care. Jizz out.
And you can like do like little hand signals, jizz out.
Yeah, but on a podcast, hand signals don't really.
But they'll know you're doing it.
Yeah, they'll feel it. Yeah. They'll feel my hand gestures. All right, we got any more questions? You got anything you want to talk about, Maureen? We're gonna do a bonus episode. So
you know what though? I had a thought.
Oh,
when you do your, I mean, ignore it if you want.
Okay.
I wonder if it would make more sense if, you know, those little things that you dropped in of like your little note. What if you did it in your voice? So he's like reads the question, and then halfway through you're like, okay, fine, you can do that. But now you're Sherman.
That's a good production note.
Yeah.
We've never done that before. This is a new thing.
Yeah.
We've
I was just thinking about it, and I was like, I think that's.
Yeah, I should have read it. You're right.
But you can do it.
Okay. Good.
You can do it now if you want.
Good note.
Or you can ignore.
No.
Okay.
I mean, I like it.
Yeah. It's okay.
For future.
It's okay.
Yeah, no, I mean, listen,
it was lovely.
I don't mind being.
It's like you're the narrator. Like I'm like telling this. I'm like the person in the story.
He's in character.
Yes, and then you come in and you're just.
Oh
like,
yeah.
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 Okay. No, I was just thinking about that while I.
Okay.
I like it.
I
like your format of the way you guys do that.
I'm taking the note and I'm filing it away, Maureen.
Cool.
All right, listen, my friend. Thank you. This was amazing. We're going to have you stick around and do a bonus episode with us.
All right.
Which we're very excited about. More listeners, I wanted to tell you that as Maureen and I were planning these episodes, she was like, oh, I've got a great thing we can talk about. What about shower curtain liners? I was like, Maureen, my listeners would revolt if I brought you on the show to talk about shower curtain liners. I'm like,
but well, it's a thing if that you needs have to be cleaned.
Right.
If you have a friend who's a sex expert and you're a cleaning expert, you have the sex expert come on to talk to you about sex. Sexy
I was just
cleaning.
Trying to think about
semen on
messes
those,
in my life.
I think on the bonus episode, I'm going to give the quick instructions on how on what to do about a shower curtain liner because Maureen asked and I felt bad that I was like, Maureen.
That's okay. I don't actually need – it's more that the question with that is just like, is it even worth cleaning or do you throw it out?
Yeah. No, right. It's a good – I actually get that question fairly often. It's a really good question. So listen, if you guys want access to the bonus episodes, please remember to go to – patreon.com/askacleanperson and select one of the amazing rewards we're offering to our listeners. We would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast or iTunes, leave a rating, and tell your pals about this weird little cleaning show that you love so very much. And of course, thanks to you for joining us for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.